Lance Newmark. Who was with the Lions for a long time and went to the Commanders as assistant GM this past year, has worked with Aaron Glenn, knows Aaron Glenn. So most likely, as long as everything goes well and they give him a good offer and Aaron Glenn hears everything he wants to hear, because clearly the Jets want him and want him more than any other candidate out there, that you're going to have Aaron Glenn and Lance Newmark signed, sealed, and delivered later today. And then a press conference, I would imagine, later in the week. And I, as we mentioned, and you could always go back on the free Odyssey app. You could check out the chapters, use the rewind feature. As we talked about it at 6 o'clock, I think this job is different. I still had a lot of people on on X, you know, listeners of the show that are going back and forth with me on this. I don't think that every NFL head coach opening needs a guy who has done it before. That's not what I'm saying. Because everybody says, well, I mean, the Jaguars have to hire Rob Saleh then under your criteria, is what one guy said. No, I'm not talking about the Jaguars. I'm not talking about the Bears. I'm not talking about these other organizations. I'm talking about the New York Jets at this time, right now. And we talked about it the second Rob Saleh got fired, that the next guy has to be not like Rob Saleh. And it's someone with experience who you know is in control when he stands up there. Now, hopefully Aaron Glenn gives you that right away. Hopefully Aaron Glenn is more like Rex Ryan than Rob Saleh. And it's a possibility. I just have seen this story too many times.
You know what I don't understand is how people listen to what either you say or I say and then twist it into something else and then use another example to say, well, then this is what has to happen there.
No.
And we have never said that. What we have said 1,000 times over, that we wanted a traditional, experienced head coach for the Jets, because the Jets, the last time they did that was with Adam Gase, but that was a different story. Nobody knew that he was going to be so wacky in the beginning of the whole thing that was going to set it off on the wrong chapter. Right. But they also mishired in that cycle, if you remember, because they put Williams with him as the defense coordinator. That's those right. Guys couldn't stand each other.
Right. Yep.
I mean, so like that was a mishmash mess of a hiring, and that lasted 2 years. So all we have been saying since the day that Rob Saleh was fired is that we felt that the Jets needed an alpha male presence, and maybe Aaron will be that for them. I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a long time, so I've only seen snippets of him in front of his defensive team, and he seems to have those traits. You hope that those traits are going to permeate throughout the entire organization. But we felt like a guy like John Gruden, or even we thought about maybe a Rex Ryan type, somebody that, especially if they kept Aaron Rodgers around, would be the more alpha male, that he would be the one that would control the entire process. If they do this and they go down this road with Aaron Glenn, that is not the criteria that we were wishing. We have nothing against Aaron Glenn. It's not that.
No.
It's the lack of experience as a head coach, and it's this job.
And you could want to say that, and I'm sure that Woody Johnson, you know, if and when they hire Aaron Glenn, is going to say, you know, he's been here, he knows the organization, he's been, you know, the downs and the ups. I could just hear the because he was here with Rich Kotite and also here with Bill Parcells. He was one of those guys. So they're going to say that, and that's going to sound great.
He was here with Pete Carroll. Rich Kotite,
right,
and Bill Parcells.
So, and that's a great point as a player a very long time ago, but that doesn't necessarily mean when you're the guy that is in charge with Woody Johnson breathing down your neck and the fan base that is so fed up and has had enough and the joke that the Jets have been the longest playoff drought in the league. I mean, it's just not the right place for a guy who has never done it before.
Look what the Washington Commanders did this year. They did it with a recycled head coach,
yeah,
who is very well thought of and has a lot of support within the NFL. And they were fortunate enough to be able to have the second overall pick, and they ended up taking Jaden Daniels. That's how they are where they are today, on the cusp of an NFC championship game.
We also had an offensive coordinator who I wouldn't make a head coach again, but is a very good offensive coordinator and someone who's succeeded in multiple places with a lot of experience.
You know, and the other thing, too, is when you think of the Bears situation, okay, they had the top quarterback coming out last year. He certainly didn't live up to all the expectations, but he did a lot of really good things. And so it does make sense that the number one offensive coordinator in the league would be hired by the Bears for that specific situation.
Right.
And on top of that, the Bears make the Lions worse by taking that coach away from them.
Yeah, I mean, in that situation, perfect. You got the number one overall pick. He's got all the talent in the world. He had a mess with the offensive coordinators and the head coach, and now you're going to solidify this. He's going to have Ben Johnson for at least a few years, depending on how it works out. I mean, that is perfect.
The other thing I want to know, and I haven't heard anything about this, is I'd like to know, you know, and we will find out eventually. Okay, so we think that it's going to be this new Mark is going to be the GM. Aaron's going to be the head coach. I'd like to know if Aaron has his staff already picked out, or he knows who he wants, or he's got commitments from certain guys around the league. And that would give us a better chance to really actually look at this thing and see whether or not he's hiring quality coaches that can handle it.
Yeah, I mean, if he brings in a first-time offensive coordinator like the Jets did with Rob Saleh and Mike LaFleur, and then, I mean, they have a if they end up, they're not going to draft a quarterback, I don't think, and start him like they did with Zach Wilson. But I just have some experience there. Now, I know that the Jets tried, and it was this is a big point in that whole Zach Wilson thing and Mike LaFleur. They had Greg Knapp on that staff, and he was tragically killed. So they did think, we got to have someone with experience on the staff to work with Zach Wilson. He was the quarterback coach. It didn't work out because of that horrible tragedy. But if I'm Woody Johnson, and I'm Christopher Johnson, and I'm Jaime, and I'm whoever is in that meeting, if I am going with Aaron Glenn and saying, hey, Aaron, we're going to hire you, but you got to bring in, I need to know who that offensive coordinator is, and I need to be excited about that. I can't have somebody else's passing coordinator come in here and who has no ties to the Jets and has no idea what this is about.
Yeah, you know, and I think a lot of these first-time head coaches all have to go through the growing process and learning on the job, especially when the stress levels are really high. And that's when it comes down to situational football and understanding how to manipulate your timeouts, the timing at the end of the first half, the timing at the end of the game. Do you defer? Don't you defer? I mean, like, there are so many little things that go on. And, you know, when you sit down and talk to somebody, yeah, they can impress you with their personality, their aura, whether or not they are somebody that you take really seriously.
Like Joe Judge did.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yes.
Initially.
But, yes, initially. But you got to be able to manage the game. And if we're here next year and, you know, we're in week 11 and the Jets have screwed up timeouts and substitutions and all that other stuff, that's usually due in large part to the inexperience. And that's why if Aaron does get the job, I'm with you. He's got to have some really experienced assistant coaches around him, you know, to kind of give him, like, kind of like what Antonio Pierce did with Marvin Lewis, by the way, out with the Raiders.
Sure.
There's nothing wrong with hiring an ex-head coach to come in and be either your assistant head coach or somebody that can help you manage just the everyday crap. You know, like, Bergeron Najarian did that for Bill Belichick. He would handle all of Bill Belichick's internal crap.
Yeah.
You know, Bill would tell him, let's do this, and Berge knew Bill so well that Berge can make decisions that were not going to piss off Bill Belichick, that would actually, you know, live up to what Bill Belichick's expectations were. I don't know if Aaron has that in his life yet or not, but he's got to develop that type of person.
Yeah, I also don't want him calling the defense. I want him to be the head coach. Mm-hmm. And I want him to trust somebody who's the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, guys he trusts, and I want him to be the head coach. And that's what he said. He goes, I'm not a defensive guy, I'm a coach. He said that the other day. All right, good. So let's see you be the head coach. Let's see you be involved in everything. I also want him to be involved, you know, in the offense as well and making those decisions and being confident. Those are what the best head coaches do.
Well, it was kind of what Dan Campbell did in Detroit. So he was an offensive guy, worked for Sean Payton, you know, which means that you have Bill Parcells tied to you. And I think he was also with Parcells at one point in time as well. But the point is that this is the tree that Aaron Glenn is coming from. So he has seen guys from that Parcells tree and how they coach. So, you know, maybe that is obviously a good thing to have on your resume.